There is ein mitzarfen. If he has two boards, in other words, each board like is only wide, two tzvachim wide, that's all. Together it's wide, four tzvachim. It says Allah ein mitzarfen. It doesn't become possible. We have Meir, Omer, Meir says no. Af nisorim kisadinim. Even two boards. If you have to add up the sides of two boards together it makes four tzvachim, it also passes the sukkah. If these four tzvachim are in the middle of the sukkah, not near the walls, in the middle of the sukkah, away dalad amos from the walls, that you can't say Daifan Akumam, then in the middle of the sukkah, if you have posla schach going across the sukkah wide four tzvachim, the sukkah is posel. So Remeya says, I could even put two boards together, also equals the shear of four tzvachim, and makes the sukkah posel. So it's a machlokes Remeya and Yehuda, if you can put two boards together or not. So Gemara says like this, Bishleim of the Shmuel, it's good according to Shmuel, the Yomar, Bishayim ben arbo machlokes. There's even a machlokes when it's not wide, four tzvachim. Avu yesh ben arbo, but when the board was wide, four tzvachim, tirvi hakob sula. And everybody holds this puzzle. So according to Shmuel, it comes out good, the machlokes between Remeya and Reb Yehuda. My mitzarfin, so what does Remeya mean to say? The nesorim are also mitzarif, that is puzzle. Mitzarfin li arbo, it's mitzarfin to make it arbo, then it becomes puzzle for arbo tzvachim. In other words, according to Reb Meir, if you have one board that's three tzvachim wide, so that's called posel eschach. But this one board by itself, since it's only three tzvachim wide, less than dalat tzvachim, it doesn't pass on the whole sukkah. But let's say you have two boards there now, that they're both three tzvachim wide, so both boards are posel according to Shmuel, according to Reb Meir. You can't use these boards, so you have now six tzvachim of posel eschach. And the six tzvachim are in the middle of the sukkah, is good while the sukkah is posel. So according to Shmuel is good, while according to Remeya you could put two and two together. You add the two boards. If each board by itself is less than four tzvachim, so each board by itself does not passel the sukkah, even though it's posel tzchach, but you add the two together, now you have a space of more than four tzvachim of posel tzchach, the sukkah becomes posel. El le Rav, but according to Rav, that Rav Shita is the Yomar, b'sheyesh ben arbo machlokes. The old machlokes, the only time Reb Meir says it's possible if you have a board that's wide four tefachim. Avul ein v'hem abo, let's say the board is less than four tefachim wide, then Rav says, divrei hakol k'sheira. Everybody, even Reb Meir holds, you're allowed to use those boards and make those schach with it. You can take boards three and a half tefachim wide and make your whole schach with it. It's kosher. There's no gzeres. So if so, hechidomi. How do we have this machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda here if it's mitzarfin to nesorim or not? If you have two boards in the middle of the sukkah, mashma, each one by itself doesn't pass all the schach. You need two of them together. How do you have the case you need two of them together? If we're talking about that the board now is wide for tzvachim, so it's good why according to Reb Meir it's possible. Reb Meir holds the gzeres tikra that a board wide for tzvachim you can't use for schach. But the question is then, lo malul is the rufe. What does Reb Meir say? I could put the two and two together. Why do you have to put two boards together? Because four tefachim by itself passes the sukkah. So if you're telling me now, we're talking about a board that's wide four tefachim, so this one board by itself, if it's going straight across the middle of the sukkah, it's away from the wall more than four amos. You can't say Daifan Akuma, so in the middle of the sukkah, four tzvachim passes the sukkah. So why do I have to put two and two together, two boards together, one board by itself passes the sukkah? So why does Remeya have to say, Omer af nisorim kisadinim, that nisorim, the two boards, also can equal together like two mats? What do you have to put the two together for? If each board by itself is wide four tzvachim, that alone passes the sukkah. The Elamai, you want to tell me, Edelespu abu Elamai, you tell me now these two boards, each one is less than four tefachim wide. Of a zayamai, then the kasher is according to Rav. Why does Reb Meir say him starfit to pass on the sukkah? Why? What kind of bialmaninu? Rav says that if it's less than four tefachim wide, even according to Reb Meir, you're allowed to use it for schach. That's called like regular bamboo sticks. There's no gzeres tikra, so you can make the whole sukkah. You can have 10 of them like that. It still won't be starf to pass on, because as long as the boards are less than four tefachim wide, it's kosher schach. How could Reb Meir say I'm adding two boards together to make it puzzle? There's no way to add two together. If each one is less than four, they're kosher. You can have 10 together. It's kosher. Elamai, each one by itself is four. So you don't have to put two and two together. It's enough that one alone makes the schach puzzle. So how does Shmuel learn pshat? How does Rav learn pshat this price? So the Gemara says like this: Le'olam true, I'll tell you, the Yisbo Abo. True, Rav learns that Remeya only says the board is posel if it's wide for Tvachim. That's the machlokes in the Mishnah, that Remeya says there is a gzeres tikra, you can't use a board wide for Tvachim, because the gzeres you'll use your house, your regular roof. So we have to be talking about now that Remeya says it's posel, the board is wide for Tvachim. Then the question was, oh my mitzdarfin, what do you mean you have to add two and two, one and one together? The one by itself is posel. And if the Gemara mitzdarfin liar ba'amis minatzad, I'll tell you, mitzdarfin liar ba'amis minatzad. In other words, we're talking about now that these boards, you know where they are, they're near the wall. They're not 4 amas away from the wall. So since they're not 4 amas away from the wall, that we always say, when you have the walls of the sukkah, the first 4 amas on the tzchach, even if it's posel tzchach, still the sukkah is kosher. Because we say doifen akumah, we look as if this wall is extended now and makes a right turn, and the first 4 amas of posel tzchach is part of the wall. So I don't care if it's posel tzchach, it's part of the wall now. The sukkah first starts after the 4 amas. So you know what I'm talking about tzchach now? That right here, these 4 tzvachim, you have now a few boards. So first you have pieces of metal sticking out, let's say 3 amas. Now, the last amah, you have 2 planks of wood. Each one is wide 4 tzvachim. So if you would have just had one piece of wood there, 4 tzvachim is less than an amah. Let's say an amah 6 tzvachim. So since it's less than 4 amas away from the wall, that one board would become less than a kumah, still be kosher. But now that you have 2 boards there, so 2 boards are 8 tzvachim. 8 tzvachim is already more than an amah. So now you have more than 4 amas of posel tzchach. That's why the sukkah is kosher. Puzzle. So even according to Rava, comes out good also. We're talking about the boards are wide 4 tzvachim. And if you, the whole Remeya Shita, is boards wide 4 tzvachim, is possible with Rabbanan as Exeris Tikra. But just the one board is not possible by itself, because it's not in the middle of the sukkah, it's at the side of the sukkah. It's near the Daifen. And we add up these 2 boards to make it now the possible Tzach sticks out more than 4 amas. So you add the 2 together, now you have 4 amas worth of possible Tzach. You can't say Daifen Akumar anymore. That's why it's possible. The Kopar Masana Kashra and Rav, that Remeya only says it's possum when you have a board wide 4 tzvachim. Less than 4 tzvachim still is kosher. In Aloha, we talk a paskin like Rav. We pass this only possum if the board is wide 4 tzvachim. However, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, but let's say Bizmana is there. They build roofs. They'll use, let's say, a 1x6 piece of wood. Could be then you shouldn't use a 1x6 piece of wood. Because since they use it to build roofs with, you shouldn't use such a wide piece of wood. Like, you only need 4 tzvachim, according to Rav, because that's the way they used to build it at his times. The times of the Gemara and Rashi's times, they used to build the roofs with wide boards. It was wide 4 tzvachim. Less than 4 tzvachim, they did not use it. But lo yitzuya today, they would build roofs also like that. I don't think they do it, but if they would do it, it would also be possible not to use it. However, the Ketchila is brought down, you should never use wide woods. You shouldn't use wide ones altogether. At least to make the whole schach like that. There's another chesaron involved. Another chesaron we'll see later on is that you can't have tzchach so good tied together that the rain can't come in. If rain can't come in, then it's also gzera looks like a tikra. That's also some learned shot here, gzera's tikra. Some learned gzera's tikra means here that if rain is so good, the tzchach is so close and heavy together, the rain can't fall through, it also looks like the roof of your house, not like a sukkah. So also you shouldn't use wide boards and put them close together to make the whole tzchach that way, because also it will stop the rain from coming in. But the halacha we hold like Rav. The Ikar HaDin is only 4 tzvachim, less than that is kosher. Right, the Lishna Achrin, another lashon is like this. Bishleim Lishmuel comes out good according to Shmuel, the Omar Bishain Ben Arbo Machlekes. The Machlekes, when Rav Meir Nebi Huder is, when it's less than 4 tzvachim. That's what even when Rav Meir says still it's possible. Avu yesh b'marbo, but when the boards are wide, 4 tzvachim, divrei hakol psula, even Reb Yehuda is also moider than his posel. So that's good. My mitzdarfin, what does it mean it's mitzdarfin here? Mitzdarfin liarbamis. Liarbamis minatzad. Divrei hakol psula, right, so then, according to Shmuel, my mitzdarfin, what do you mean mitzdarfin? What do you have to put two and two together, like one and one together? One by itself is posel. Since you have the board wide, 4 tzvachim, 4 tzvachim is posel those sukkah. The Teretz says, we're talking about minatzad. It's not in the middle of the tzchach, but it's near the wall. So since it's near the wall, the first 4 amas, we say deif and akumah.
So we're mitzaref now that these two boards make it, the posel schach sticks out more than 4 amos away from the wall, then you can't say that from a kuma, that is posel. Elo le Rav, but according to Rav. So the Rav says, no, the whole machlok is only when it's wide 4 tvachim. And even then, Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. So Bishleim of the Rav Meir, I understand according to Rav Meir, my mitztarfin, what does Rav Meir mean to say that the two boards are mitztarfin, you put the two together, mitztarfin liyar barmas minatzad. I can understand that according to Rav also. And that's what Rav Meir says, if you have these two boards, and both of them are wide 4 tvachim, that according to Rav Meir Shita, each one is possible. But you know why you have to put one and one together? Because it's talking about near the wall to make it a shear of 4 amos away from the wall. That's good. But the question is like this. This is the Lishna Achrina. Elul Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the Omer, according to Rav that holds, Afilu Yesh B'Mabok Sheira, even if the board is wide 4 tvachim, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is no Gzeres Tikra. You're allowed to use it for Schach. So my aim is Tarfin, why does the Rabbi Yehuda have to say? He says a Lashon, the Tanakhama says, Shnei Sadinim Tarfin. If you have two mats, they come together to make Posel Schach. Of a Shnei Nisarmeim Tarfin. But if you have two boards, they're not Mitzarf. And the Churis is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, according to Rav, that the board that's wide 4 tvachim is Kosher Schach, Imam is allowed to make the whole sukkah that way, so doesn't you don't say such a lashon aim mitzarfen, like you can't add one and one together. Pshiti, you can't add the two together. It's mamash kosher eschach, it's like using bamboo sticks. You can't tell me, you know, if you use two bamboo sticks, we don't add the two together to make it possible. Like, why should you say it's possible? That's what you're allowed to use for schach. So according to Rav, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he holds, even though it's wide 4 tvachim, there's no gzeres tikra, you're allowed to use this board now for schach. So why does his lashon to say aim it's tarfin? I don't put the two boards together to make any psul. Like pshiti, you don't put the two together. It's mamish kanim. It's mamish kosher eschach. You have to tell me by kosher eschach. You don't put two and two together to pasul it. So that's the kasha. And the Rabbi Yehuda the Yomer, afilu yesh ben abok shera, my aim it's tarfin. What's this lashon you're telling me? You should know these two ended up together. Don't pasul the sukkah. Kanim bialmeninu. These are stam kanim. Avadu it's kosher. Like the regular kosher schach. So Marin says, "Enachanami, I did the kamer Rav Meir. Since at the end of the brayser, Rav Meir says mitzarfin, his shita is no. The board that's wide 4 tvachim is posel schach. So you have to add one and one together. Sometimes if it's near the wall, that you have to make 4 amos, not to say defen akuma. So since Rav Meir said the lashon mitzarfin, I'm Rav Yehuda mitzarfin. Rav Yehuda also said this lashon of a mitzarfin. I'm not going to put one and one together." But really, it's pshita. According to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, he holds a board wide 4 tvachim with mamas kosher eschach. So pshita, you don't put the two together. He only says this lashon because Rav Meir says such a lashon. He says amos tarfin. Now the Gemara says Tanya kavosid the Rav, Tanya kavosid the Shmuel. I bring you a brayso raya to Rav's din that the machlokes says where it's wide 4 tvachim and still Rabbi Yehuda holds it's kosher. You're allowed to make schach from boards wide 4 tvachim and Tanya kavosid. And Tanya Kabasta Shmuel, I have a right like Shmuel that says no. When it's wide 4 tvachim, everybody holds this posel. The machlokes is between 3 and 4 tvachim. Whereas a Tanya Kabasta to Rav, I'll bring your raya to Rav. You have a raya from a bris like Rav. Then it's like this, it says later, Sichcha b'nesorim shaleris. Let's say you made your schach with boards made out of cedar wood. Shein b'mabur, that each board is less than 4 tvachim wide, is divrei hakok shera. Everybody holds this kosher. Rav Meir also says it's kosher. This is a riot to Rav. That where's the machlokes only, but yesh b'mabur, when the boards are wide 4 tvachim, then it's the machlokes. That Rav Meir, poisel, Rav Meir has a gzeres tikra, you can't use a board that's so wide, because then it looks like the roof of your house. People think you're allowed to eat in the house. Rav Yehuda machsher, Rav Yehuda holds still is kosher. It's mamash a riot to Rav. That Rav Yehuda holds is kosher, even though it's wide 4 tvachim, still is kosher. Rav Yehuda does not hold from a gzeres tikra. Rabbi Yehuda, who likes bringing a riot to himself? Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa, once happened the story, Peshas HaSakona. There was a Sash HaSakona, Rashi learns, Shegozru Oivdik Chavim Gzer Ala Mitzvahs. The Goyim made a Gzer that the Jews are not allowed to do any mitzvahs. So it's Poshas HaSakona Sefoshas to do a mitzvah. So it was a Sash HaSakona, Shevionu Nesorim, we were caroling boards, Shehoyu Ben Arba, that were wide 4 tvachim, Vesichachnu Agave Mirfesis. And we put it on top of our porches. We yashav no tachtayim, and we ate underneath this for our sukkah. That was a Yehuda's raya that they used boards that were wide 4 tvachim. They put it on top of their porches, and they ate there v'teres sukkah. So you see, you're allowed to use a board that's wide for tefachim for the tzchach. So Gemara says, Omru loy. So like Rabbanim answered back, like Rabbi Meir said back to Yudah, Misham raya, from there you want to bring me a proof. Ein shas hasakona raya. You can't bring me any proof at a time of a shas hasakona. A shas hasakona means it's a pkuach nefesh, like you can't make a regular sukkah. So then the Rabbanim were makel. In other words, at normal times, the Rabbanim said, don't use a board that's wide for tefachim. Because it looks like you're sitting on the own roof in the house. But b'shas ha-sakana, you can't take small boards. Because if you carry small boards in the street, the goyim will see you're going to make a sukkah that kill you. But like this, if you're carrying a wide board that's 4 tefachim wide, then the goyim won't know you're doing a shame sukkah. The goyim will think you want to make a porch. They'll think you want to make a roof. So therefore, b'shas ha-sakana, the rabbanim ha-maida, there's no gzeres tikra, will let you use the schach. Even though it's wide for tefachim, because it's better to have this chach than have nothing. But at b'shlei b'shas ha-sakana, at normal times, when you could have narrower boards, there the rabbanon is possible to use wider boards. That's what the rabbanon say, there's no rhyme from this case. And Allah Rus was that way. About if it's a shasasakono that you can't, you're not allowed to use, the goyim will kill you. So then you are allowed to take wide boards. Because then the Rabbanim didn't make any exeris, like the Rabbanim would rather you, Hakoponim, use a sukkah that's kosher with your isom, even though it's very wide, than sit in your house. So the Rabbanim let you take these wide boards. Mashenkin was not a shasasakono, then Remeya Shitri is exeris with the Rabbanim, Allah Rus like Remeya, that you're not allowed to use a wide board that you make roofs from. Because it's a gzera, people think, Mali's sitting in the sukkah, Mali's sitting in my house. So, Mar Tanya Kavos Nishmuel, we have another Bryce or Raya Tishmuel. Sounds like this. Sichacha v'nisarim shel eres. Again, you use chach, made out of wood, pieces of wood from the air of the cedar tree. Sheyesh b'em abur. Now, if it's wide, four tefachim wide, you use these boards. Divrei hakapsula. Everybody, even Rabbi Yehuda, holds this postle. Amish like Shmuel Shita. Ein b'em abur. Let's say the boards are not wide for tefachim, then it depends. Rav Meir, Poiser, Rav Meir still holds this posel, still the cloud of Xera of Xeris Tikra. That since sometimes people do make the roofs from 3 tefachim wide, and using 3 tefachim, we're afraid maybe you use 4 tefachim, it's one Xera that's also posel. If you have Yehuda Masher, Yehuda doesn't know it's kosher. Since the board is not 4 tefachim wide, it's less than 4 tefachim, there's no Xeris Tikra, it's kosher. But Umayda, Rav Meir is Umayda. Shemyesh bein neser, le neser, kamo le neser, let's say in between one piece of wood and the other piece of wood, there's a blank space of the same size of the woods. In other words, even though the woods is taka wide, either 4 tefachim wide, or else they're wide 3 tefachim according to Rav Meir Shita, it's possible. And according to Shmuel, if it's wide more than 3 tefachim, it's also possible. So you have these boards wide 3 tefachim, next to one another, but you have a space in between them, the same space as the board itself. Then it's kosher. Shemyesh be nesla neser, kamola neser, in between one board and another board, you have space opening, the same size of the board. Shemaniach tesol b'neim. Tesol means, the Rashi says, pselus. In other words, we had, what's kosher schach? Kosher schach is pselus. The pselus of the yikav and the goyrin. You're supposed to use the leftover shaft of the wheat, or the leftover twigs of the grapes. That's kosher schach. So in other words, if you put kosher schach in this space, then it's kosher. Ukshere becomes kosher. So Rashi has a ganza kimta. We're talking about now in a case that the boards are like 4 amis, only within 4 amis from the wall. So melo, the boards, you say, doifin akuma. On both sides, the boards this way is within 4 amis from the wall, and this way it's within 4 amis from the wall. Because mamish, in the middle of the sukkah, that's where you have this nest, that's where you have the kosher schach. So in the middle of the sukkah, you have the kosher schach, that's why the schach is kosher. That's why the sukkah is kosher. So that's in the kimta. We'll see more bariches later on. That's what Rashi says. L'kamin, Rashi says here, shim yesh be nesla neser. Well, the common muki law of the sukkah bashmeina sukkah that's 8 amis, but exactly 8 amis wide. The chiyoyev neser or pesol ad emtza mahay gisa v'chayz v'masko mitzid hasheni v'noyes the neser tchilu v'achkach pesol k'mochein ad emtzoyes hevelu shnei psolim b'yemtza v'ein shol shmeina tefachim v'ikeh ech shesukkah. In other words, you start out the sukkah like you have a wall here and a wall here, and it's exactly 8 amos in between. So if you start out now, first put a posla piece of wood, then leave it empty, then a posla piece of wood, then empty, this and this. So it comes out that the middle two spaces are going to be empty. So the middle two spaces is wide 8 tfachim. 8 tfachim is a heksha sukkah. So each board now is 4 tfachim wide. So first put a board, 4 tfachim, space 4 tfachim. A board, 4 tfachim, space 4 tfachim. Then the other way, the same thing also. A board, 4 tfachim, space, a board, space. So the two spaces in the middle is exactly 8 tfachim. That's the heksha sukkah. That's the way the sukkah would be kosher. The sides, we say, daifan akuma, and the middle, 4, 8 tfachim, that's the kosher of kach. Even according to Shmuel Shita, even according to Rameya, that holds this board, the apostle, if you have in the middle of the space of 8 tfachim with kosher eschach, it becomes kosher. Vaitu moidi Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda's moida, shim nosan olei neser, shu rochev avot tfachim, ksheira. That if you have a board that's wide 4 tfachim, even though according to Shmuel Shita, it's possible according to everybody, but we're talking about you put this board near the wall, so you say Daifin Akuma, it doesn't pass to the sukkah, sukkah's ksherim, but we ain't yishonim tach tachtav. But you're not allowed to sleep underneath this board, because since Lamaitza, this board is wide for tzvachim, it's possible midrabonin, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Shmuel. Vayoshin tachtav, if somebody does sleep underneath this board, lo yotzi yedechavosai. Midrabonin, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. The rabbonin said the sukkah is a possible tzach, you're not sleeping on the kosher tzach, it's you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Itma, we're not like this. What's going to be now if you take this board? Let's say it's wide 4 tfachim. So it's possible according to Shmuel, it's possible according to everybody. La halacha according to Rav, it's only possible according to Rameya. Halacha according to Rameya, it's possible. What's going to be now when you make it to schach, you don't put it down flat, the width of the 4 tfachim in the top of the sukkah, you stand it up. That its width is only 1 tefach, let's say. And now it's high 4 tfachim. What's going to be the halacha? You make your schach like this, the board's going straight up. What's going to be the halacha? Is it kosher or not? His hofchon al tzidein. Is Rav Huna or Mapsula? Huna says, no, still it's possible. In other words, since this board is white for tzvachim, the Rabbanan said this board cannot be used for schach. It's like the Morris soon says, like a piece of metal. You take a piece of metal, no matter how you turn it upside down, it's possible schach. For Rav Chizdo, Rav Rav Huna, Rav Amri, no ksheira. They hold this kosher. There's only xer tikra when it looks like a roof. If you're using the boards flat, for tzvachim. But if the boards are high up, that the width of the board now is only 1 tefach, and it's high 4 tefachim, there's no gzeres tikra. So Rosh says, Ikloi Rav Nachman the Surah. Rav Nachman went into Surah, the place. Oy lagabe Rav Chizda v'Rabba v'Rafuna. Rav Chizda v'Rafuna went to visit Rav Nachman. Is Amrulis, the yes Rav Nachman. Hov chonal tzidei in maho. What's going to be this halachi? To take the board that's wide 4 tefachim, and you stand it upwards now, that now the width covering the schach is only 1 tefach. Is Omalhu Psula. He said the loch is like Psula. It's like Rav Huna passed him before, and that's the loch is like a supposal. Why? Nasu Keshmudin Shamatchis. Because we look at it as if it's a piece of metal. And a piece of metal, no matter how you turn it upside down, it's posel schach. A piece of metal is makabel tum, it's no good. Same with Rabbanan. Since this board is wide for tzvachim, the Rabbanan said it's posel schach, no matter how you use it. Now Omalhu Rav Huna. So Rav Huna said, Lo Yamri Lechu. Like Amri Kavosi, like why didn't you say over? Like I said this way. Like that was my memory, I said it was possible. Is Amrullah, the answer back to Huna. Or me Omar Taima? True, you said it was possible, but you did not explain yourself. You didn't say the reasoning. So since you didn't say the reasoning, we didn't say it over in your name. So he said, Miyam Lomar Taima like Kablinumina, like you didn't say over reasoning. If you would have said a reasoning, we would have been a couple, we would have listened to you. Omalhu, so Huna answered back. Or me be isu minoy taima of Loyamri Lachu. Like, did you ever ask me a question? Did you ask me the reason I didn't answer you? No, you should have asked me. So since you didn't ask me, I still have a taina. Why didn't you say it over in my name? So Mar says, now, Lema Masayli, I bring you another raya to Rav Huna. And that's the locha that's puzzle. If you have a board that's wide for tzvachim, even though you put it upwards on the tzrach, still it's puzzle. Lema Masayli. Eino ma'achzekes kadei roisha v'rube v'shachonai. If you have a sukkah that's too small, it's not even 7 tfachim by 7 tfachim, you can't fit your head, berubai, and your shulchan in the sukkah. Oy shenifritza bar pirza. Or else you had wider walls, but on the bottom of the wall there was a pirza. That with a less than, there's more than 3 tfachim off the ground, there was a hole there. Oy shenifritza bar pirza kadei, sheyazdaka bar gedi bevas rosh.
In other words, a kid could walk through the mechitza.
As always we say, when a mechitza is hanging, if it's less than 3 tefachim away from the ground, we say love it. It's considered like it's attached, it comes down to the ground, it's a good mechitza. If the mechitza, though, is off the ground more than, or exactly 3 tefachim, that's the shear that a kid could go through it. The bas rosh means easily, not to squash himself. That's the shear, we don't say love it. So the mechitza is not touching the ground, it's not called the mechitza then. A mechitza has to start off by the ground. If it's within 3 tefachim, we say love it, it's also attached to the ground. But if you have a mechitza that the bottom part of the mechitza broke, there's a pirtza broke in there, that the bottom 3 tefachim is a hole in there, the lachmir is posla aschach, it's posla wall. That's not called a good mechitza. Or shenifritza bar pirtza, a hole took place in the wall, kadesh yizdaka bogzibu vas rosh. On the bottom gimel tefachim, that the kid could walk through it. This puzzle. Oy shenosen ale neser shurochav abor tefachim. Or else you put a piece of wood on the schach, that's wide 4 tefachim. Afa pish loy hichnes le toichoy el shloish tefachim. Even though only 3 tefachim of it went in the sukkah. Still psula. That was the last halacha. So the last halacha of Chuz Araya. Hechi dami, what's the case talking about? Last could go in shof and al tzidayim. It's talking about now you have a board that's wide 4 tefachim, and you did not use all 4 tefachim for schach, you only used 3 tefachim of it. How could that be? So it means it was wide 4 tefachim, and like the width was 3 tefachim. So you turned it upside down now, and now it's only 3 tefachim wide on the schach. And still it says it's possible. That's the right to Rav Huna. So Mar says, Lloyd, maybe that's not the pshat here. I'll tell you, Hokka b'mayaski, you know what we're talking about now? We're going the ancho apu made the metal loso. You put this board that's wide 4 tefachim, mamish the way it is now, wide 4 tefachim, you put down on the schach. But you put it at the opening, the entrance of the sukkah. The ayot losa legavor, that 3 tefachim, the width of 3 tefachim, is takam inside the sukkah, using a mamish for schach. The apik chad labar, but 1 tefach of this board is sticking out in front of the sukkah. In other words, the board was true wide 4 tefachim, and it was lying flat, 4 tefachim was lying down. But 1 tefach of it was sticking out in front of the sukkah. That's what we're talking about. So only 3 tefachim of it really was being used for schach to cover up the sukkah itself. The loch is in such a case. If it would have been kosher schach sticking out, that's a gemara later we'll have, that you're allowed to use that part for kosher sukkah. That psul hayotzim in a sukkah, the postle part, sticks out in front of the sukkah, the klal is v'chol psul hayotzim in a sukkah, nidin kasukkah. The part of that board that's sticking out in front of the sukkah has a loch like the sukkah itself. So if it would have been kosher schach, you'd be allowed to eat underneath that tefach. But now that you use the board that's wide 4 tefachim, true only 3 tefachim is mamash on top of the sukkah. But since the extra tefach is sticking out also has a loch like a sukkah, so now it's called using a board wide 4 tefachim for schach, it's possible. So this mainly you have no right to Rav Huna. It could be it's only possible because it's lying down on its width. It's mamash wide 4 tefachim. But if you'd stand it up, that it would only be 3 tefachim or less than that, maybe it would be kosher. So we don't have a riot to Rav Huna. But our core part of the loch is like Rav Huna, that once the board is wide 4 tefachim, no matter how you put it on top of the schach, even though you're standing it up, still it's possible. Because it has a loch like metal, it's possible. So that's the Mishnah Baita. Tikra Shein or Leah Maziva. If you have a